Welcome to Dynamic Destiny Radio with your host, Coach Pete Cafarcio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Unpack your powerful potential this hour in a conversation that will revolutionize who you are. There's a way forward from feeling stuck. Learn the reasons most people feel their life is on hold and the practical things you can do about it. Join Coach Pete as he tackles the big, the little, the ugly, and the powerful in an hour of unparalleled radio you don't want to miss. If you knew your real purpose, would you live it? Or would you continue to turn away? Find out on Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio. Unpack your powerful potential now. Hello, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Coach Pete, and you're listening to Dynamic Destiny Radio on Transformation Talk Radio each first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Central. You can listen to the show on podcast, Facebook Live, YouTube, or my website, PeteCoaching.com. I hope you're ready to unpack your powerful potential because that's what we do here. No sitting around watching life go by. Together, we learn how to seize the day and go take action. Today, I'm so excited to have my guest, Jody Thompson, join us. He'll be talking with me about how he's pursuing his life purpose. And when he applied the principles that we've been talking about, he got amazing results really, really fast. I can't wait for you to hear his story. As always, I'll be answering your questions at the end of the show. But we're going to start out our quote for the day. If you aim at nothing, you're sure to hit it. If you aim at nothing, you're sure to hit it. Well, hit what? Nothing. That's the whole point. Okay. This is especially pertinent with the end of the year in sight, right? The year 2020 is really, it's around the corner. We have the holidays coming up really fast. You're going to be here. Good time to start thinking about your goals. Because if you don't plan your goals, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. And again, as this quote says, if you aim at nothing, you're sure to hit it. Hey, I recently had an opportunity to be the facilitator for a strategic planning retreat with a startup company. They're called Healthy Hemp Group Management. And what they're into the CBD oil, which is super healthy and has a lot of great benefits. And they're early in the game, and they actually have a strong market as a distributor in those products. Plus they're creating new products. I loved doing this, their strategic planning with them because they're being proactive, right? They're getting a jump on the year 2020 by planning ahead. They're setting goals and they're making changes. They're asking themselves, what will we need to do and who will we need to be in order to hit these aggressive goals next year? And, I really had the privilege of being with them for 2.5 straight days. We cloistered ourselves up in an Airbnb up in the Poconos and just got real down and dirty into the details. And they did some great work, challenged themselves, stretched themselves, did some great team building, understanding the way they're wired differently, using the Clifton strengths that we're going to talk about later today. And, I've done this before. I've done strategic planning before, being a third party facilitator. But as I was reflecting back on that, I was thinking, you know, I used to do it for my own team. I used to be on one of my previous startups. I used to pull them away 2-3 times a year. Hey, let's do some strategic planning. And I liked it. I love doing that kind of thing, but it was like massively stressful and draining. Because I was trying to be the facilitator and make it a productive, useful use of time for my team. And at the same time, I'm trying to participate in the discussions. And this time I was just the facilitator. And boy, it was so much better, you know, not only my own experience, but I could tell as I was serving that team, there was a lot of benefits to that. First of all, it freed up the CEO and this was their executive leadership team, but it freed them up to focus on the tasks at hand. They didn't have to worry about like keeping track on the agenda and what's next and how to keep things moving along. So I think that was a big benefit to have a third party. Second, I was able to bring in new approaches and ideas that they hadn't thought about yet. So helped them sort through their ideas and come up with new insights because they had that third party. Third, because I'm a neutral party, if and when conflict comes up. Now, that group didn't really have a lot because I think they're real upfront and honest most of the time. So that was great. But I've been in other groups where you get into the strategic planning and then bam, all this stuff starts coming out that's been suppressed for months or years. People finally start talking about things. And when you have a third party, it makes it a lot easier. Sometimes they can play the bad guy if they have to, but they're neutral and they're not involved and they can be honest because, you know, as a facilitator, I don't have any skin in the game. I don't have to go back and work with you on Monday. And we can help pull out the truth and get things sorted out, get them all on the table. You want to find a facilitator that has skills in those areas. And sometimes there's this paradox kind of a phenomenon, I should say. It's a phenomenon with consulting that you could be saying an idea or trying to advocate for something over and over and over again. And it'll just ding, bounce right off people's heads. They just won't hear it. And for some reason, if a third party comes in and says the exact same thing, like, wow, what a great idea that was. We should do this. And they'll get all enthused and rally behind it. You know, I don't understand that, but it is what it is. You might as well leverage that to your benefit. And sometimes it pays to have a consultant or a third party facilitator come in, represent those ideas, maybe in a little different way. Or one of the things I do is I help the rest of the team come to that conclusion so they own it themselves. It's no longer some voice in the wilderness advocating for something, but we bring people along so they can buy into the idea and really, really own it. That changes everything. So again, just some benefits and some points, some pointers to help in your planning. If you lead any kind of a team, as you're looking at 2020, maybe some groups wait till January to do their planning. Some are doing it now and getting ready for 2020. But consider that. Consider bringing in a third party. I do that as one of my services as a professional coach. I know plenty of other folks that do it as well. So feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions about that, what that might look like. Okay, switching gears here. Have a great story about someone who is living out their life purpose. And so to set it up, there's this young man, Jonathan Pinkard. He's 28 years old. He's autistic and he's in desperate need of a heart transplant. But his grandmother's passed away and his mom is in rehab. And so that makes him ineligible for the transplant list. Well, why is that? Why would you say he's ineligible? Well, that's because with thousands of people waiting for a transplant this year, doctors require the organ recipients to have a stable support system so that they're guaranteed to have someone take care of them after the operation. So they're looking basically for stable home life. Jonathan didn't even have that. In fact, a lot of times when he got discharged from the hospital, he had to go to a men's shelter. So poor guy, right? Really needs a heart transplant. Young guy, plus he's got some disabilities, so it's a bummer. Well, 2 days after meeting Jonathan, There's a nurse, Lori Wood. She's 57 years old. She's in that hospital. She got familiar with his situation. After just 2 days after meeting him, she offers to adopt him and become his legal guardian just so he can get onto the transplant list. And it worked. You know, she did it. He got on the list. He underwent a successful heart transplant back in August. And then Lori Wood, who Jonathan affectionately now calls Mama, has been monitoring his medications, anti-rejection drugs, all that, and caring for him after his operation. She's even been teaching him some life skills so he can live more independently someday. Okay, I think that's just an awesome story of sacrifice and wanting to be involved. But I especially like what Lori had to say about that. So when the health system interviewed her and they asked Lori about her decision to adopt this 20-year-old 2 days after meeting him, she just simply said, hey, when you're a nurse and you're wanting to fix and help people, that can be very frustrating. And at some point, God places people in situations in your life and you have the choice to do something about it. And I guess for me, for the situation, there was no choice. It just, there wasn't anything I struggled about. I just had to do it. He had to come home with me. I love it. I love it. I love that story. She's, you know, this is who I am. Okay. So when we're talking about life purpose, we're talking about the style that you bring to your everyday encounters. We're talking about the change that you feel called to make. Laura just said that right there. She's like, hey, this is who I am. I'm a nurse. I fix people and I fix their health conditions and I help them. And when these opportunities, when God brings them across my path, the choice has already been made. There is no, I don't have to wrestle with this. This is what I do. And she did it. Made a huge impact on this young man's life. Great stories, inspires all the rest of us. I hope you're inspired by that too. What's your life purpose? And how can you affect people one by one as they come across your path? It's a great, great story. Okay, we got a little bit of feedback from some listeners, and you may have recognized the name Mervin. I brought him up last time because he asked a question. Well, Mervin is making massive traction on his life purpose. And so here's some good news from him. Mervin, I happen to know him. He's a very smart technical guy. All right. And he, in addition to his full-time job, he started a side gig as a web developer, and he's picking up side jobs for companies to help them launch their websites, or maybe he tweak, you know, their existing websites, and he's getting really, really good at WordPress. And, but here's the thing I love about Mervin's story. He didn't just do this work. He's very generous with what he does. And I'm not talking about stupid. He's not throwing his time away, but he sows back into that community. And if you know anything about WordPress, which is a web development platform, it relies heavily on volunteer contributions from people around the world who are developing websites, and they help each other. They make tools and they give them to each other. Mervin threw himself into that and just was generous himself. He was like, hey, guys, see this, look at this. And, you know, got a reputation for being a really great, helpful resource. Well, guess what happened to Mervin in his job that he was just doing from day to day? He just got an offer from a web development company. They're based in India. He's the first guy in the U.S. They want him to launch their U.S. office because they were so impressed with his contributions. Mervin, thanks for sharing your story with me. I want to share it with everyone else because it shows a couple of things. Again, we're hitting on life purpose. Mervin's not like Lori Wood, the nurse that we just heard about. Mervin's a technical guy, but he's taking his technical skills. He's sharing those with other people. He's helping lift other people's businesses, and he's doing it consistently. All of a sudden, he turns around, bam, new opportunity opens up for him, and he is helping to establish a new office in the U.S. He's the flagship guy. So I love that story. Mervin, kudos for you for doing it, crushing it. Good luck on your new job. We wish you the best. Hey, I'd love to hear from you as well. So if you have a story or if you have a question, feel free to email me, askpete@petecoaching.com. And we'd love to hear from you. Hopefully we'll be able to read it on the air and help you out. Hey, when we come back from the break, we're going to meet our great guest here, Jody Thompson. We're going to hear about the rapid changes happening in his life as he's getting clarity on his life purpose. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about living lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Calling all moms. It's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, and loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power at work, home, and play. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit vibrantpowerfulmoms.com.
Welcome back to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete, where we unpack your powerful potential. You can learn more about me and get lots of helpful content at petecoaching.com. My guest today is Jody Thompson, and I'm really glad to introduce him to you all. He's just a great guy. When you meet Jody for the first time, he's just got this way of... He's just likable. You know, you meet people like that. And that's Jody. He's unassuming. He's really humble. Then afterwards, you find out all these great accomplishments he has and what a strong leader he is. But he doesn't just present that at first and until you get to know him. I got to know Jody because he signed up through our company, We Align. I'm part of a company called We Align, where we coach people through their Gallup Clifton strengths. And Jody had signed up to become a coach through We Align. And so the first stage of that is to actually go through the assessment yourself. You take the Gallup Clifton Strengths Assessment, and then we coach you through 5 one-hour sessions to fully unpack all of your different talents and get new kinds of insights. And when you get to meet Jody, as I was doing that, all right, I was coaching him through that, you find out, you immediately see his military discipline. So he's got a great military background. He's a real team leader. And you could just tell he's dedicated to his team's success. In fact, I'm coaching him and I see this chart behind his head up against the wall. It's got everybody's talents listed out and who can be helping whom. Really, real team builder. Jody served a total of 9 years with the Army National Guard with combat experience doing during Operation Iraqi Freedom. He was a combat engineer platoon leader, which means he blew up bombs before other people got hit with it. Kind of like Hurt Locker, but he said a lot rougher. He served in several leadership positions over the span of his 17-year career in healthcare. He's currently transitioning to a new role, and I'm going to let him tell you about that. Jody's also a Gallup certified strengths coach, and he's recently become an associate coach with We Align. So welcome, Jody, and tell us about the transition you're in right now and what led up to that.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on, Pete. I'm in a lot of transition right now. And primarily the biggest, what it revolves around is transitioning from my role here in Columbia, Missouri. I work for a health system here and I am a laboratory director. And so I'm in charge of all the laboratory services of the health system. And I'll be transitioning to a new role in Cincinnati, Ohio, with the health system there as well. And it'll be a similar role for me, but a lot different setting, different environment. And I'm looking forward to going through all that process once I get through this whole relocation piece.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got a young family, so they're packing up and everything. But Jody, what led up to that? Because you were in your previous role for how long?
About 5.5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So what led up to all of a sudden, like I was talking to you and I touched base with you 6 weeks later, bam, I'm moving. What led up to that?
Absolutely. Well, I would say if you don't have any real problems in life, create some. And so we kind of turned life upside down and took some risks. But really what it comes down to is, as we were coaching and some things really lit up for me that were relevant and probably things I was either kind of blind to or not really willing to acknowledge in some ways, I suppose. And through our discussions, some things really stuck out as saying, okay, you know, maybe it is time to make a change and do something different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to reference the last episode that we had on this show where we talk about five ways to get clarity on your life purpose. And part of the reason I wanted to bring Jody on the show is he actually did two of these back to back, kind of at the same time. And it just resulted in some really powerful insights. What he did was, so the five principles that we talk about said, ask other people because they often can see you more clearly than you can see yourself. Ask your history. By looking back, you can see where you've been successful. Ask science, which is about taking assessments. Ask a professional, which is about using a coach. And the fifth we say is ask God, which is what, you know, what's my life purpose and how can I serve other people? And Jody, through the process with We Align, he was doing an assessment. He had done Clifton Strengths and he was asking a coach. In this case, it was me. But Jody, can you start to unpack that and maybe just talk about some of the specifics of the insights that you were starting to get as you were, let's just maybe start with just the Clifton Strengths.
Absolutely. Well, the Clifton Strengths really pointed out what I'm naturally good at and what talents I have, and realizing that, you know, I can leverage those in different, whether it's in my current role or another role. And I think that allowed me to ultimately see what I'm, you know, does the role I currently have fit and utilize all those strengths in a way that I can be productive and add value to, you know, whatever setting I happen to be in. And so that gave me that, I could stand back and really kind of look at, you know, I guess what I'm made of as far as talents and strengths. And that helped me just start to clarify the process and really what I want to do in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jody, what were some of those top talents that you noticed that you maybe should be leveraging these harder?
Absolutely. Well, you know, my number one strength is relator. And that's obviously a relationship building strength. And that's one that I think, you know, especially in a leadership role, is hugely important for me to be able to leverage that and be able to build those relationships across whatever population of individuals that I come in contact with, whether it's direct reports or other stakeholders in my world. That relator strength is hugely important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how about some others that were near the top for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got in my top five really are relator, consistency, analytical, responsibility, and self-assurance. And so a lot of those are strengths that you kind of realize you might have them, but you don't really know how to use them either. And so part of this assessment part was getting to know what are those strengths and how then can I apply them to whatever situation I happen to be in. And so I think for me, that's it's a fun combination now that I see them in action. And I can use them when I need to.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jody, part of the We Align process when we help somebody unpack their strengths profile is a section that we talk about intrinsic needs and motivations. So just give the listeners a little bit more background. Gallup Clifton Strengths is a great assessment tool, and Gallup gives you a really nice report. It's like 34, well, I don't know how many pages, 20 something pages long. Really helpful. It shows you all your different strengths. But when you get coached through it by a company like We Align, we really unpack it, help you apply it, and we add additional information to that. And one of the things that we bring up with each talent, there are some, we call them intrinsic needs and motivations, meaning if you really want to flourish in this talent and really have it become a strength, you need to have certain things in place for it to really express itself well. And I know earlier you were telling me there were a couple insights you got off of that. Can you get specific and share some of those?
Absolutely. And that's the part of our coaching relationship that really sticks out for me is where the light came on for me. I had some previous exposure through Gallup training and others that about my strengths. So I thought I had a fair understanding of the strengths themselves. But once we started discussing the intrinsic needs and motivations, that's when the light came on. And I said, wow, you know, I need to really do a self-assessment here and figure out, am I getting these needs met or not in my current environment, current role? And some of those, you know, as we go through those, some of the strengths I have, you know, the strength needs, autonomy, or a lot of them had to do with freedom to do certain things or autonomy to do certain things. And each time we went through those, it was becoming more and more clear to me that, hey, these are some needs I have. And really right now, I'm not sure if the current environment is truly meeting those. Not that it's a horrible environment, but there's just certain environments that are more equipped to meet those needs than others. And I was, as we were talking, I was really assessing that in the back of my mind.
Hmm. Yeah. Jody, does that recall, in addition to your top five, if you look at your, all of your signature strengths, which means the ones that are just truly you, and you get to actually choose and say which ones are most natural to you. You had a number of the leadership influencing strengths in your top. Mm-hmm. And I do remember, in fact, you've got the trifecta of command, self-assurance, and significance. And those are three at near the bottom of the list as far as the general population, but you've got all of those. And they, I do remember those all talked about having the freedom to what, make decisions and set direction and things.
And I think that's where, as I was looking at this, realizing that, you know, something is just missing. And I'd realized I'd been struggling for a while and didn't really know, didn't really acknowledge it until I started realizing and connecting the dots between these intrinsic needs and motivations and what I was struggling with. And suddenly it became clear that, yeah, you know, these are the things I'm really struggling with. And it's because my strengths, I'm not able to express them and use them the way I would like to. And they're not being, and those needs aren't being met.
Okay. So you're starting to get some awareness and some insights on what's going on in your current situation. Yeah. Look, we're going to be coming up on break pretty soon, but before we get there, I just Gallup Clifton Strengths in general, you also became certified on that and you've applied that to your existing team. Tell us a little bit, you know, what you like about it and some ways that you've been able to help your team with that.
Well, I think it removes some of the challenge and even frustration we all have with each other when we work in groups because we don't understand each other. Once we understand each other and can peel back those layers, you know, we can really leverage the unique talents and skills that everybody has. It's just a matter of sometimes we get frustrated with those if we don't understand them or they're different than ours. And it helps us create, it helped me create a more diverse team. And I think we were able to harness some of that power and we were able to accomplish a lot of great things because of that.
So frustration, you use that word a few times. I've also run into teams. Frustration is one word. Judging is another thing that you can run into when people don't understand how other people are wired. And Gallup's, the Clifton Strengths is great because it gives people a common language that they can all share. Did you experience that with your team that they could then talk about?
Oh, absolutely. We would use that as just our common language. You know, we would say, hey, you know what, this person needs to deliberate for a while, or, you know, or the common word was Jody's going to go use his relator today and help. And so we would use that kind of, I'm sure people from the outside looking in thought we were crazy because they didn't understand our secret little code language that we were using, but it was hugely effective for us.
Okay, great. Well, we are going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to continue to talk with Jody and talk a little bit about the coaching process, you know, beyond using an assessment. What is it like to work with a coach and, you know, what value can that bring? So we'll be right back and hear the rest of Jody's story. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag. Our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We're back on Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete, where we unpack your powerful potential. As a reminder, you can catch archived episodes and get lots of helpful content and resources at petecoaching.com. I'm here with my special guest, Jody Thompson, who's getting amazing transition in his life right now by applying some basic principles of life purpose. And Jody, in the last segment, we talked about the Gallup Clifton Strengths Assessment. And but during that process, we also did some coaching. And that's something we encourage people to do if they're wanting some more clarity or looking to make some changes. And so let's talk a little bit about the coaching process. And how did that impact you as we worked through some of those issues?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, in my career, I've been in leadership positions for about 17 years now in my life. And I'd always been on the coach side of things. I've been coaching and mentoring folks for a lot of years, and being suddenly flipping the scene and being the person being coached really challenged me in some ways that I wasn't maybe even expecting. It's easy to coach other people, I think, in some ways, because you can detach and step back and you can see their life sometimes more clearly than they can. And when we engaged in coaching, suddenly, you know, someone's doing that to me, and it's a little unnerving in some ways. I'd rather be the coach in that respect, because suddenly now the spotlight's on me and it's a little more uncomfortable in some ways, but in uncomfortable in a good way. And I think we got down to some details that really helped me see, I guess, see the light, if you will. And in that process, some of the questions you had asked me really made me think about what is my life purpose? Cause I didn't really have one. Kind of struggled through that at some points. And in some ways, I was probably a little self-conscious about that. When people ask, you know, what's your 3, 5, 10 year goal? I didn't really know. And so that really made me start thinking about that a little more directly than I had before.
That's just to interrupt real quick, just to highlight, that's one of the benefits of coaching. Like, you might not want to be in that position with people that you know, with a coworker or maybe a senior manager, because it is a point of vulnerability. But when you're in a safe place with a coach who In this case, it was me. My only goal is to see you succeed. And you've got this confidentiality happening. It kind of becomes a safe place for you to explore those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think some of the things you challenged me on in ways that I needed to be challenged. I remember the time we were talking, and as we went through some of those intrinsic needs and motivations, which we talked about earlier, you start asking some questions about those. And, you know, okay, who is meeting those needs in your world? Who is, who do you lean on for certain things? And realizing that, you know, in my current environment, I don't really have a lot of that at this point in time, whether it's coaching or mentoring in some ways. And, you know, you'd ask that question, I think, a few times, trying to get me to dig deeper into that. And that's where I realized, you know, yeah, that's not really happening where I'm at. Maybe I need to look into somewhere or find a different angle or different role that I can seek out those type of things a little bit easier. And it made me think of, even in the past, I've preached to my other coaches, or folks that I've been coaching, about the fact that you can't make it through life alone. You can't, the struggle is you need a partner in crime. And that's where the coaching relationship come in, is having you kind of push me and steer me in some directions that made me really question all of those type of things. And it got me to where I was ready to make a decision.
You know, Jody, just to highlight another point too, we find this especially with people, men and women in leadership roles, is, you know, you can't really share some of those struggles you have with the rest of your team because you're leading them. I mean, you want to be authentic and you want to show some vulnerability, but there's stuff that's just inappropriate. And maybe depending on the political situation within your company, it might not feel real safe to share it even with your boss or your peers at your management level. And you don't necessarily want to bring those things home either. Right? You don't want to just dump it on the family. So we find that a lot of times leaders, and especially the more conscientious leaders, wind up feeling really lonely in their roles. Mm-hmm. And another big, big benefit of coaching for leaders is to find that safe place to explore these things. Now, I want you to finish out your story because it has this really powerful ending. And to me, well, you know, I'm just going to let you tell it. And because I just think it was super powerful.
All right. Well, and to one more point on the coaching piece itself as well, is, you know, prior to engaging in that coaching relationship, my very, and this comes probably from my self-assurance strength a little bit and some others, is that I would, you know, when dealing with difficult situations or my own personal struggles, is my methodology was, okay, if the hammer you're using doesn't work, get a bigger hammer. And actually, you're the one who challenged me on that and said, all right, you can't muscle your way through every single scenario and everything. You have to have help. You have to seek some guidance and have that support system. And so sometimes, you know, it's fun to swing the bigger hammer, but it doesn't always work or get you where you want to go. And so as we went through the process, it honestly started to get more and more clear of, well, who I am, who I'm not, and where do I want to go with my career. And, you know, sometimes the obvious way, or at least what I thought was the obvious way, is, okay, you have to advance to, you know, your career trajectory is always about advancement and the next step is always higher. And while sometimes that's true, for me, it wasn't. The title in the advancement isn't necessarily as important as the fit and being able to do what I do best every day in that role. And so for me, I wasn't really looking at necessarily at that point in time, but we got done with our coaching sessions. And within just a few days, I answered the phone in my office that I normally might not have answered because it was a long distance number. And I picked it up that day, and it was a recruitment firm. And, hey, I want to talk to you about a couple opportunities we have. And suddenly I'm like, you know what? Okay, let's talk. And things steamrolled from there. Within 2 weeks, I think I was on site doing an interview and with a really great organization that seemed like a very, very good fit for my strengths.
Wow. Wow. So folks, this is a commercial. Apply these principles. When Jody got clarity through the assessment on who he was, what he was made to do, and probably, you didn't exactly say this, but it sounds like maybe you weren't living up to everything you wanted to be doing, right? Mm-hmm. And then through coaching, once he got clarity on that, within days, an opportunity came to him, which had you not gotten that clarity, you know, might have probably just passed right by, right?
Well, I think actually what I was reflecting on that the other day, and really what helped me figure out that this new role and new organization was a better fit for me was that I understood my strengths. And so when you start engaging in all the different conversations and different levels of interview that you do, my radar was up on what are my needs? What are those intrinsic needs and motivators? Can this organization, can these leaders in this organization provide those for me? And so I was listening for that the entire time. And that's when I, you know, this and was able to be presented with an offer and realize that, you know, this is a good place for me. This is a good fit. And I might not have listened or looked for the same things had I not understood my strengths and probably engaged in the coaching process to get that clarity, because I might have missed those details and jumped into what could be another potential and similar environment that I was in before.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jody, what if, you know, one of the things you said to meet your needs, what if somebody's sitting here listening to this and go, well, isn't that selfish? What would you say to them?
It is in a way. And I think what I'd struggled with was I'd spent my career coaching and mentoring others and hadn't really ever focused on myself, or at least not as much as maybe I should have. And I don't mean to skew completely to the other side of being a completely self-centered individual, but there are times where you need to, you know, shine a spotlight on yourself and say, what do I need? And the reason I say that is because I can't help others, which is really what drives me. If I'm not taking care of myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And your particular gift mix with your strengths, you would love to make everything easier for everyone else and bear all the responsibility. You're a big leader that way. And that's a danger. And I'm so glad at your age, Jody, that you've identified that and you're starting to take active steps to make sure your needs are again, because as the leader rises and falls, it's going to affect everyone else. So yeah, it's thinking about yourself, but it's not about being selfish. It's not about advancing your own agenda. It's for the good of everyone.
Well, I think for me, the really good point here for me is as I mature, I'm more willing to maybe ask for help. I wish I would have learned that lesson, you know, a lot of years ago, because, you know, you can't fight the battle yourself. I think you need some help and sometimes a push. You know, a good coach, which I found in you, is someone that can challenge me, but support me at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, depending on the situation or the topic of conversation, I might need a little support or a little affirmation, or I might need kicked off the ledge to push me forward a little bit and challenged. And I think we covered all that in the sessions that we had for sure.
Yeah. Jody, there's one other point I just wanted to highlight just in a good coach-client relationship is coaching is not mentoring and it's not about giving advice, mm-hmm. right? And what it assumes is I assume that Jody has, the client has the wherewithal to make the changes that he needs to make in his life. And that he can accomplish his goals. I'm not there to try to live it out for him or, you know, tell him what to do. It's more drawing out what's already in him. And once we did that and he got clarity, he just ran with this new opportunity when it came to him. So it's really all about the client. It's not about, am I a smart coach? Or do I have life experience? I mean, that helps, but it's really about asking those powerful questions, making those observations and respecting you and where you're headed and what you want to be doing.
Absolutely. And you led me, I mean, really just to that self-discovery and just by asking the right questions and challenging me, it allowed me to self-discover some of those things that might've been hidden to me otherwise.
Okay, great. Well, hey folks, you've been listening to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete. I've had my awesome guest, Jody Thompson, with us talking about his journey, which has been really enlightening. Thank you, Jody. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Jody and I are both going to be here and we're going to answer some of your questions. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete, the show where we unpack your powerful potential. I'm here with my guest, Jody Thompson, and in this part of the show, we're going to answer some of your questions. To send your question, email askpete@petecoaching.com or visit my website, www.petecoaching.com. Now, before we answer the question, we're going to have the, Jody, you got to do a drum roll for me. You're my guest. So do a drum roll right on your, let's hear it. Let's hear it nice and loud. Ready? The Make It Real Challenge. All right. Okay. We do this every week. Make It Real Challenge is when you make this real and practical, not just sitting and talking about some theory. And here's the Make It Real Challenge for this episode is write down your life purpose statement. Now, we haven't given a lot of instruction on that, and I don't want to give you too much instruction. I just want you to start to capture some of the things you've been thinking about as you've been going through these exercises and the insights you're getting. Write them down and start to put those together in some kind of a written format. Now, this is not your mission statement, like what do you want to accomplish? These aren't goals, like I want to lose weight or I want to make sure this happens. It's your life purpose. We talked about that last episode. What kind of impact do you make? In what ways? What kind of person are you going to be in order to influence the world? I want you to put all these different aspects from the exercises, write them down. Don't worry about wordsmithing this right away. And the reason why is these big defining statements, they take a while. You're going to revisit it maybe every 6 months or so and tweak it, and you're going to get more and more clarity. It's a work in process all the time. So don't get too hung up exactly on the wording. Also, you have a lot of permission to format this any way you want. Now, I find when I work with my clients, when you start with I am, it makes it a little bit easier to put this together. Like I'm going to give you my example. I am an inspiring encourager who is called to influence the influencers in society. I bring a combination of deep insight and tough love to help people maximize their God-given calling. That's my life purpose statement right now. It might change, it might tweak a little bit, right? But it captures who I am, the kind of influence I want to bring. It brings in my talents and my strengths, and also the observations that people have given me in the past. So I used all five of those segments from the last episode, put them together. I am blank, blank, blank. Okay, so that's one way you can do it. I know people have gotten real creative with this too. Some people write it out like as a poem. You might want to do it as a video. As like, hey, I am this. This is who I am. Bam, bam, bam. And nobody else has to see it. Maybe that's just for yourself. Record it on your phone and reference it. There's no right and wrong on this. It's just don't make it about your mission. Don't make it about what you're going to accomplish. Make it about who you are and your purpose that could manifest itself in a lot of different ways. Okay, so that's the Make It Real challenge. The benefits of this, it's going to help direct you into the right kinds of opportunities. Right now, you could have a lot of concepts swimming around in your head. When you write them down, you're going to get that kind of clarity you need. It's also going to help you know what to say no to. And sometimes that's even more powerful than what you say yes to. It's going to limit what you do. You know what? That's not what I'm about. I couldn't do what Mervin's doing, what we heard earlier in the story. I couldn't do what Lori Wood does as a nurse, but I can do what I told you my life purpose is. So it helps to shrink down that field of all the things you're going to do. Are you putting this off? Okay, that's the other question I want to ask. This is your kind of kicking the behind today. Are you putting this up? Some people say, I don't have clarity on my life purpose. I lack clarity. Well, sometimes we can hide behind lack of clarity by just, we're afraid to claim some clarity. And by writing this down, it forces you to be specific and not say, I want to make a difference in the world. Doesn't count. Got to be specific. Okay, because when we get clarity, we need to act and we become accountable to what we wrote down and you're on the hook. And I think sometimes, I know my story, guys, I avoided this for a long time. Well, I don't want to limit myself. And really that was just an excuse because by limiting myself, I now have to go deliver. I'm just being honest. I was chickening out. I was hiding. Okay. So, writing this down, I had to start committing to certain things. I had to say no to other things. And this is about growing up. Okay. So I don't really know what I want to do. Well, I gave you five ways to get that kind of clarity, work on it. And if you get better or more clear than you were before, that's the goal. That's progress. It doesn't mean you have absolute clarity. It means you have more clarity. So make it real challenge. Okay. You don't want to be like the person who hides, write it down. And I want to read these on the air. So if you have get your life purpose statement, Jody's going to do his. Look, I can see already. Send it to me at askpete@petecoaching.com. Who knows? I might read it on the air along with some of the other listeners to hear it. I'd love to give examples. And look, if you want to stay anonymous, that's fine. I don't necessarily have to read your name, but send those in to me and I'll give you some feedback too. Like, hey, that's great. Or maybe you can tweak it a little bit here. Maybe get a little more specific. Okay. So make it real. Write down your life purpose. All right. Here is a question that we had from a listener. Pete, you've talked about how to develop and strengthen your positive talents. On the flip side, what do we do with some qualities we're not too proud of or not happy with? What can we do to change these? What tools are available to help? I'm going to ask Jody to help me on this one because this is a big question. And a lot of people ask this question. Like if you didn't ask it out loud, at least it's in the back of your head. What do we do with some qualities that we're not proud of or happy with? What do you think, Jody?
Man, I think what comes to mind, the first step is just being self-aware. I think you can't manage what you're not aware of. And I think that's part of what I found useful in the Gallup Strengths Assessment is that I know what I'm good at, but it also kind of shines a little bit of light on things I'm not good at. And as long as I'm aware of those, I can at least be actively managing those versus, just being blind to them, and everybody else can see them, but you can't sometimes. And that makes it very difficult.
Yeah, that's great. Great answer. I know when I took the strengths assessment, I had like this guilt was coming off of me when I saw the talents at the bottom of the list, which if you haven't taken the assessment, it means you don't have it. It's like a talent, but it's someone else's talent. It's like, it's not your talent. And when I saw it, like focus and discipline are things I've struggled with my entire life. When I saw that they were at the bottom, I was like, wow, that's why I struggle with them. And I don't have to beat myself up, because it's like, I can't be everything. You know, I'm going to maximize the things that I'm naturally talented in. So that is, that's a great answer, is just self-aware and cut yourself a break in some ways. You know, there's another, Jody, what about, you know, I could have a quality, for instance, we both have command as a signature strength, and there's an aspect to command that can be kind of harsh and abrasive sometimes. And I'm not too proud of that. What advice would you give to somebody who's got maybe a strength that either might be overplayed or not fully mature yet, and it can show up in some maybe not too pleasant ways? What might you share with them?
Well, I think it depends on your scenario, but I think if you are in an environment that you can surround yourself with people that have the complementary strengths, that tends to temper them a little bit, as well as just the fact that, you know, really the important thing I found very helpful and have very much embraced is surround yourself with people that will give you honest feedback on some of those things. So when I am being maybe too direct or too abrasive using my command strength, when it kind of runs amok, they can dial me back in a little bit and give me that feedback. You know, sometimes we're not always ready to receive the feedback, so you have to be open to that. Because sometimes we all ask for feedback, and once we get it, it's like getting punched in the nose and we don't really like it. And I think, but you know, it really, and it's hard to find people that will give you honest, true feedback. And that's your core group of individuals that you can surround yourself with. And I think that helps you manage those in different ways as well.
That is a great advice. That's great. Yeah. It's just a learning process, you know, and it's maturing. But I think, just to summarize, two points on this. One is accept yourself, accept some of your limitations. And then there's other ones you can't just blow them off. You're going to have to work at those. But that feedback from other people, and, you know, oftentimes if there's something that really bothers you about yourself, there's a flip side to it that is positive. Okay, I am so glad to have had Jody Thompson as my guest on this show. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Dynamic Destiny Radio. I had a wonderful time. I hope you did too. Please join me every other Wednesday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Remember, you really are God's gift to the world. We need what you have to offer, so be the best version of you that you can be. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to go make a difference? Unpack your powerful potential and watch the world around you transform. Tune in next week and discover new ways to make a positive impact in your world and within yourself. When you learn to love and accept yourself, you can spread that power far and wide. Learn to discover your special gifts and how they are best used to serve others. That is how you become truly alive. Reshape your future into a dynamic destiny. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting petecoaching.com. That's PETE coaching.com.